Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Not judgmental.
Meadows goes over and makes the catch. Santana tags. Here he comes, and the throw is very wide and late, and the Red Sox have won the division series.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't this going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
What a moment, which there's no chance you saw. Two pictures of you from Fenway. One was the pregame buffet, and then play ball, and then it was nothing.
You were pretty quiet.
You don't know how long I stayed last night. I may have been there till the bitter end. There may have been no way that I could leave Fenway Park.
How many innings you get, honestly?
Give me your over-under on how many innings I was there for yesterday.
We call it a Chris Sale grade. That's what you had last night.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Was it 3 years or 2 years ago, Ken, Erod was, you know, your ace? He was your best pitcher.
It was 19 games 2 years ago.
The only thing that flatlines is Cam talk.
Before the COVID, Erod was the guy. Let's see, the cam ship is sailed, all right? That thing is gone. You know what?
That's need another Pinta.
That ship sank a long time ago. I can live with that. You know what I mean? I can live with that.
Sinking is a good analogy. Like every forward pass he threw.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Southern New Hampshire reported hearing a loud boom or felt shaking on Sunday morning.
There's going to be a really loud boom and a subtle shake at the Capitol Grill men's room in about an hour.
No, Curtis, I already told you, I have control of my bowels.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
Our own Statler and Waldorf.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
He's up at bat, and you're expecting a Schwarbaum every time he's up there. The guy.
I love it. Schwarbaum. Great.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Are you Greg Bond already?
Who said that to you? Somebody said that to him in the suite last night. He's like, I got to make that.
How do you know I didn't make that up myself?
I don't know.
Because it was funny.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it!
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Somebody smoke a cushion around here. I smell it.
Good morning from the baseball capital of the world.
Let's go Red Sox.
Yes, we are.
How about that, Ken Laird?
How about you staying the entire game? That's the biggest shock of all shocks.
Wow.
What happened?
He almost got dragged into extra innings.
I was there once again to see brilliance. A walk-off, another walk-off for your Boston Red Sox.
I mean, not going to say that Wiggy and I were spot on yesterday,
but we
were spot on. Right.
Were you spot on?
Yes.
How are you spot on?
Because we both agreed that going with Erod was a smart decision.
We thought
he'd have a bounce back.
Yep.
There.
It was.
And he did.
One person on the show predicted Red Sox in four games. Appreciate it.
Give it up for Vasquez, man.
Yeah.
Another one.
I think I like that. What are you wearing? Is that a Red Sox bathrobe?
That is retro
what is that? What is that?
It's just throwback, man. It's a Red Sox classic joint right there.
It didn't come with pants? Why are you not wearing any pants?
where did you get that?
This is a Mitchell & Ness.
Oh. Yeah. It's a Mitchell and Ness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I kind of like it.
I like
this
it a lot.
This is from the Babe Ruth era.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They weren't segregated then.
No. You know what I mean? But you know what? Guess what? They are now, so you can wear this.
Well, huge win last night for your Red Sox. They advance to the ALCS. And Ken, I believe we can listen in as Alex Cora is popping the champagne with the fellas last night.
To be in this decision is a testament of who you guys are, not only as players, but also as individuals. Since day one, you guys believe in this group. Not too many people believe outside this freaking clubhouse, but here we are. ALCS, on to the next one.
Sounds electric, Courtney.
I mean, there was a lot of electric comments made last night. A lot of people calling it electric.
Was that
electric.
You at the Capitol Grill, or was that Cora at the postgame?
We had a great party at the Capitol Grill.
Man.
Wiggy really enjoyed himself yesterday for his first marathon.
An
I will
Aperol
tell you that.
Aperol spritz that in Wiggy's cool. hand.
Yes. Wiggy sampled, for some reason, an Aperol spritz. I don't know why.
I don't know. I saw some people drinking it. It looked good. I was like, what is that? They told. I said, I got to try that thing. A lot of yelling and screaming, though, for every runner who goes by. I didn't realize it was that.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
You mean when people are watching a marathon, do they yell and scream for the
but
runners?
For everybody, though?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yep, that's kind of what they do.
I did not know that.
For 125 straight years, that's what they've done.
That's a lot of runners.
That is what they've done.
It's a lot of yelling and screaming.
Packed party, though.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And
great
you had
time.
Some big names. One Charlie Baker
in
the house.
Oh, the governor did stop by.
Governor.
It was nice to see him.
It was nice that you guys shared a spritzer, I saw.
It was nice to see the governor made his way by after crowning the winners. Mm-hmm. So
I tried to talk some politics with him, but he shut it down, some tax talk.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't want to hear that. So well, you're always on the clock, buddy.
Wiggy came over and said to the governor, the last words out of my mom's mouth on her deathbed were, please speak to the governor about taxes.
Yes.
And so I'm here to speak to you about taxes. And the governor, he really didn't have an answer for you.
He didn't have an answer.
He didn't really have an
answer. I said, you're the governor. You're always on the clock.
He'll be curious, back. Not judgmental.
I said, we're both Ted Lasso fans. Let's go. If not, I'm moving to Texas.
All right. Well, anyway, it is a Ty Tuesday, and we'll be joined at 8:30 by Ty Law. Before that, though, we will get to today's leads in about 20 minutes or so, around 6:25. And the dumbest of the day will happen at around 7:30. And I have Bruins tickets to give away for the opener on Saturday. And we will give those away during the 8 o'clock hour on today's show. So make sure that you're listening, whether you're listening on the radio or if you cannot do that, you can stream this show at WEEI.com or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from wherever you are. If you want to call, you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And here is Ken Laird and what is trending first thing this morning.
A real post-game show this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Greg, trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeep Adventure Day's sales event for all new Ram trucks and Jeep SUVs. Joe Castiglione's final call. Should we just start there?
Yes.
Nice one.
The kick and the pitch. Swing. There's a drive to left center field. It's going to win it. Meadows goes over and makes the catch. Santana tags. Here he comes. And the throw is very wide and late. And the Red Sox have won the division series. A sacrifice fly by Kiki Hernandez, bringing home Danny Santana with a winning run.
6-5 the final. And Vasquez, I guess the hero, although great bunt by Christian Arroyo to lay that down. A little small ball, Greg. Were you calling for that in the booth?
That was fantastic. By the way, I don't believe you can refer to your city as Champa Bay if your team gets bounced in the ALDS. Is that right, Curtis?
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
That Thank narrative
God.
Is over.
Thank God.
Travis Shaw with a big kind of infield bleeder hit that really made a huge impact in that game.
Also, you have to be excited for Rafael Devers, especially playing hurt the third inning.
Yeah, that was a bomb.
Like, you got to be happy for him because, you know.
5-0 lead blown, but they do get the job done. It was a good series. God, back and forth.
The story of the day, though.
E-Rod.
No. It was the fan base. They were boozed out of their mind. It was an awesome. I mean, I could smell it in my living room.
It looked like a young crowd, too, Ken. I think you've been beating this drum for a minute.
Yes, sir.
You know, they were showing a lot of people, you know, in the stands and everything. A lot of young crowd.
Yeah. But you do have to credit E-Rod for an outing when a lot of people thought he was not going to show up again.
Right. We were hoping for one inning.
Yeah, and you got five
plus.
You got five from him.
Greg, was the reason you were sticking around, did you think you could still get free furniture if E-Rod had thrown a no-hitter in the playoffs?
Yes, yes. And also, I wanted to get to the 99 for a meal. Kids eat free after a Red Sox win, is that right?
Yep, my dad's taking me today.
Yeah.
Kike Hernandez with a game-winning sacrifice fly. He discussed getting the job done.
So I had the chance to win the game last night, and I didn't do it. And I was thinking, walking to the plate, I was like, I'm about to finish this game. This was last night, and I was like, and the way that things were going at the time, I was like, I'm about to make this place my place. But that's me talking to myself to like pump me up, to like get my confidence up, and like to keep things under control. You've seen it, like all the starters, if they're not starting that game, they got cleats on and they're in the bullpen and they're ready to go. And like, that's our mentality, and that's the mentality that good teams have, and that's what it takes to win. Like, whatever it takes to win, and like when you have that mentality, good things tend to happen. And I mean, that's our motto right now. Whatever it takes to win, and just win today, and we'll worry about tomorrow. And I mean, lineup, bullpen, starting rotation, like, it doesn't matter. We're a team, and we're one. We're not 26 dudes. We're just one.
That's what Curtis says before every show. I'm about to make this place my place. Never happens, but he does say it before every show. I've overheard it.
A man can dream.
Speaking of the crowd, there was a crowd incident. We did have a stoppage of play during the game. I don't know, Greg, if you got caught. It looked like just one guy who got escorted.
Yeah, it was just one guy, it seemed like.
And threw obviously, a beer can, right?
Obviously overserved from the marathon. He had a couple Aperol spritzes with Wiggy.
Coming up at 7, some national idiot rips Boston because of one fan.
Oh, well, that started right away, right?
John Tomasi was ripping his own city. He was like, "This, you're better than that. Oh, come on, John. Take it easy."
Sox will get the winner of the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox. Game 4 there was postponed yesterday. First pitch today in that series, 2:07. Houston's up 2-1. McCullers v. Rodon. Games 1 and 2 of the ALCS. Can't believe you're even saying that, Greg. You were out on this team months ago. They're in the championship series.
Yeah.
Games 1 and 2 Friday and Saturday on the road.
I was bamboozled by the COVID period and by what I thought was non-action by Chaim Bloom at trade deadline time, and I was wrong.
But you own a lot of people that way. I mean, diehard Red Sox fan number one, Lou Maloney, was out on them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He felt the same way. You felt that way. I think Courtney and I maybe both felt like, you know what, this team has what it takes. And I took the loose words that he told me, that once you get into the postseason,
anything can happen.
Yep. Anything can happen in baseball.
Yep.
Magic.
Hey, Wiggy, what do you say we go to Houston for games 1 and 2?
I like that.
We got our brand manager right here.
Right.
Great city.
I got some good spots down there we can hit up.
What do you say, Ken?
Hey, Bradford would lose his mind if you guys go and he can't go. He missed the games in Tampa. It was like the first playoff games he's missed in his life. He's going insane.
I got some good connects down there, Curtis. We can hit some of the shake spots.
I love it.
We can get some good
digital.
Food.
We'll get a lot of digital. We can do some videos.
Oh, yeah. We get some videos. Maybe we get some interviews.
I'm okay with it, but you two have to drive together.
Oh, I love hanging with you.
I don't mind. We get a nice RV.
Yeah.
Like a nice RV.
I was thinking more like a Toyota Celica or something like that.
Go check out some of the
Mini Cooper, just Wiggs and I.
Go check out some of the slabs down there on the south side.
I love it. I love the south side.
All right, leads coming up. Obviously, the big news in football, John Gruden's resignation as Raiders head coach.
Wow.
And we're discussing that, I'm sure, at some point. And Monday Night Football, big Ravens comeback. They were down 25-9. They beat the Colts in overtime.
What are they, a sneaky 4-1, Baltimore?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore is.
And maybe a threat. Maybe a threat. Maybe a sneaky threat. You could have had Lamar Jackson. You passed on him. Leads on the way on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It's a baseball town, Ken Laird, at least this morning, and well into the ALCS, which begins on Friday. We don't know where.
Could be Chicago, could be Houston.
And I just got it confirmed, wherever it is, the Greg Hill Show will be broadcasting live from that city.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Chi-town.
I think we can probably spring for you and Wiggy, but you have to share a room.
I ain't got no problem with that.
You all right with that?
I get top bunk.
I got no issues with that, man.
Do you want one of those rooms that has the kitchen unit in there so that you and Curtis can cook for each other?
We're really going lower level.
You need a big spoon and a little spoon?
No, I need one of them top shelf rooms. Yeah. Ain't no kitchen set. Ain't no microwave in
all
it.
I ask for is no knives.
I want a Wiggy Curtis road trip to the ALCS, Ken, more than I want anything else. Can you please make that happen as a manager?
Let's wait till game six, though, because this is going to come back to Fenway Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be the following Friday. That'll be the big night. It'll be a game six somewhere.
Sounds like next week. It's not in the budget.
That sounds like when I used to ask my dad for ice cream, he said maybe next week.
Ken, if you need help, I know a few people. I mean, if you need somebody to get a rent-a-car, I can maybe get a hookup on that.
Ken, Red Sox match up better against either one of those teams?
I think Houston's the best team in the AL. But there's so much drama there with Cora. Maybe that's to their advantage, actually.
Right. I thought it was the Rays.
No, Houston was the best team all year. Houston, I mean, Tampa had more wins. Mm-hmm. But don't you think they were flawed looking back on it? They had a bunch of rookies that were starting.
Wow. Prior to the series, everybody told me they were the best team.
Well, everybody told us they were going to get slaughtered if they ended up facing.
No, I said that. I mean, you just beat a team with 100 wins. And Lou is right. Wiggy brought it up. All you have to do in Major League Baseball is get into the postseason. And anything can happen, and it has for this Red Sox team.
Sure has.
But they've won 4 of 5 against the Yankees and the Rays after a week where it was a tractor pull to beat the Nationals. I mean, it makes no sense. It's great. I love it.
It is.
But it is insane to think that they needed a 2-run home run in the top of the 9th inning against the Washington Nationals just to host the Yankees in the Wild Card.
They were battle-tested. They were pushed to the brink. That helped them in the postseason.
This is Scott from Weymouth. How do you feel about this right now? Are you okay with it?
Wow.
What's up? Good morning, Greg. Good morning, show. Hey. I'm on fire still. Can you believe what's going on in Boston sports, bro?
It's pretty amazing, Scott.
You know what's funny? The Bruins are on. They're about to start running, but no one's talking about them. Yeah. We got the Pats. But here's my one take, Greg. Today only one take. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I swear to God, this is gonna start a fire. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Chris Sale and Ken, you listening?
Yo.
Ken, you're the producer. You're supposed to be listening.
I'm here.
All right. Chris Sale, his walk-on song should be Sale by AWOL Nation. It's one of the sickest songs I've heard.
It is a pretty good
post
song.
Post-96.
I mean, I would think that he would probably...
Greg, you got to play it. Tell Ken to play it, please. Well, Sale.
You can request that from Ken, and he'll probably...
Dude, it's so sick. Let's keep talking. What else we got? Can you believe what's going on in Boston sports?
No, cool. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Is he off the wagon?
I think he may have stumbled a little bit with the game last night, mm-hmm. I would assume.
I'm not sure he's ever found a wagon.
I think he told us he was when he got kicked out of the Red Sox game.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did say he had a few drinks or whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately he stumbled a little bit there. But I mean, if we're going to go Sale songs, I would go Come Sail Away for Chris Sale.
That is good.
I would not go sailing. No, not by Christopher Cross.
Oh,
I could,
great
no,
tune.
No, it is a good tune, but it's yacht rock. That's not appropriate when it comes to Chris Sale.
He was for a second warming in the bullpen. I thought my prediction was going to come true that he was going to close that game out. But they were better off staying with Whitlock. How good was he?
Oh, yeah, he was awesome. Good.
Whitlock, Rule 5 guy, Curtis.
Whitlock, similar energy, though, to a Mac Jones postgame. I thought his presser, he sounds just like Mac Jones.
You showed a little emotions is E-Rod.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I wonder who called that.
On the that was in the dugout, not when he was on the mound, but in the dugout after they won.
Which I'm fine with.
Got no issues
with it. Oh, he showed emotion the first batter tipping his cap to who made the catch? Renfro?
Renfro, great catch to start the game.
Yeah, that's a good catch.
All right. Game one will happen on Friday, not at Fenway Park. More on your Red Sox who advanced to the ALCS all morning long. It's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:30 this morning. And Courtney will have the news coming up at 7:45. And it appears that Demi Lovato has her bloomers in a bunch over the term that is often used to describe little green beings from Mars.
Yes.
So we'll get to that news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That is REO Speedwagon.
Nice.
And is the name of that song Keep On Rolling?
No. You would think so.
What's the name of that
song? Roll with the Changes.
Roll with the Changes. REO Speedwagon has the greatest, one, arguably the greatest album title ever, which is You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. Okay, Curtis?
I still can't get over your Rule 5 take. That is mind-boggling.
Great knowledge. We stole them. We stole them.
Were you hanging out with Glosh last night?
Stole them from the Yankees.
That's the baseball guy of your group.
Alex? No. Brett is the baseball guy.
Oh, Brett, yeah.
Yeah. But we stole them thanks to Instagram. Alex Cora credited Instagram last night.
That's post-game. True, actually.
Because the scouts are able to see guys throw a bullpen here or there that they don't get to see normally. So there you have it. Rule 5. All right. The leads today brought to you by Subaru. Fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, quick top 5 moments of the series, Greg, in under 60 seconds from the Laird Man here. This was tough because I couldn't even get Schwarber's play in. His mocking himself for being able to throw the ball to the pitcher back in Game 3. I think that should be in there somewhere, but I couldn't make the list. Number 5, J.D. Martinez, big 3-run homer in Game 2 that gave him the lead on stumps. Didn't think he would play in the series. Big blast from J.D. Number four, I think you got to go Pavetta and all those big strikeouts in game three where he was gyrating and all over the place. But, you know, he also saved the bullpen in game one. Please, but great series from Pavetta.
Please never say gyrating on
the show.
That's
what he was doing. It's a perfect term for what he was doing.
He wasn't gyrating.
Yeah, he was. When he was Pavetta yelling, shake. His whole body was going.
All right.
Number three, the bunt last night from Christian Arroyo. Okay. Little small ball to move small the guy ball. Over. That was a perfect bunt. Unbelievable job. I would say number two, you got to put the luck rule in there. Just if you're going to look back on the series, you'll remember that Kiermaier wall ball off Hunter Renfroe and over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got lucky. And number one, I guess I will go with the Vasquez walk-off homer in game three, the Carlton Fisk moment for Vasquez. So those are my top five. Wow. Am I missing anything in there?
I'm surprised you didn't have Erod. I'm not Erod, Evaldi.
I know, he was good. He was very good. But, like, is there one memory of Evaldi? He was just their ace in the series, I guess. More so than a one moment.
All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Great morning in Boston. Awesome win for the Sox last night. And there's been a very interesting symmetry to the success our city has had over the last two decades. It began with the Patriots, then the Red Sox, back to the Patriots, 08 Celtics, 2010 Celtics get to the Game 7 in the NBA Finals. They lose, but the Bruins win the Stanley Cup in 2011. Then the Sox win it in 2013. Then the Pats start up again in 2014. Sox win in 2018. The Pats are done now. The Celtics are in a rebuild. The Bruins are kind of in a rebuild. And then, boom, out of nowhere, the Boston Red Sox are now in their Final Four. It really is, it defies any sort of logic, the fact that this city has had such dominance over two decades, and it's still going. We're now in the 2020s, and they are now eight wins away from their fifth World Series in less than 20 years. It really is unbelievable.
One-hit wonder. I mean, that's it. They got it. They got the. They ended up, you know, being lucky and winning the Super Bowl last year. That's it.
And that doesn't even count. That Tampa. That's tainted. Asterisk COVID year.
You know what's the saddest thing, and we're not going to do it today, is Bill Belichick going 6 to midnight after beating the Texans in the locker room. Did you guys hear that audio? Oh, my God.
Do you think Brady was crying last night when Tampa lost?
Could throw Brady the first pitch.
Yeah.
Why did you tweet about Tom Brady last night? You are sick.
Well, that's what I was feeling. Take that, Brady.
Take one, right. Brady.
Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. The Boston Red Sox are 5-0 in elimination games under Alex Cora. And Cora, after the game yesterday, was as emotional that I've seen from any type of coach, manager, anybody. He had a nice embrace with his daughter, and he was asked about it, and I found his answer very interesting. Grab your tissues.
She suffered a lot, and it was my fault. And, you know, sometimes we make bad decisions, and I made a horrible decision in baseball, and I paid the price, but what really hurt me was for them to suffer because of my mistakes. And for her to enjoy this is very gratifying.
And finally, Alex, when you think about being back here, what does this game mean to you?
This game meant a lot. Nobody gave us a chance. And that organization is class act. They're one of the best in the big leagues. What they're doing on a daily basis is unreal. I tip my hat to them for a great season. But here we are, man. This is awesome. This Fenway. On to the next one.
I mean, talk about a guy who takes accountability. And I think, Greg, you are completely, I think it was you that just said this, that if they face his former team, there is something there that I think Alex Cora could have the advantage, because he is obviously still very emotional about everything that went on there, talking about how he had to step away, but it affected his family, affected his daughter. I just thought, I looked at him and I'm like, that is my guy. That is a guy, that is a foxhole guy.
Yeah. He owns it.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's a true thing about being a parent.
Yep.
Foxhole guy.
You do make mistakes.
Yes.
And you do have to deal with your kids when you make mistakes.
And my parents told me that I was a mistake.
It's more about owning it, period.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's your kids or not, right?
Yeah.
And I think maybe that could be one of the reasons why John Gruden is in some hot water, even hotter water now. It's just owning, yo, I messed up, I effed up, That's it.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
If you haven't seen the video of he and his daughter hugging, it's very emotional, and I highly recommend watching it today.
Oh, it's like if you go to a buffet and you're stealing food in front of your kids, own it.
I never steal food. If I paid for it, I get to take some home.
You paid for what you're going to eat there. You didn't pay for what you're going to take home.
Is there a sign up?
If you see someone drowning, jump. Don't wait.
They had a lot of good food yesterday. Those are steak that they brought
food
out.
It was so good.
That steak, I don't remember what it was.
Uh-huh.
Like these little cut-up steak tips.
Did you have any of the chocolate cake?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Did you take any food home, though, from the Capital Grill buffet? You didn't, right?
No, I didn't. There were no doggy bags. Okay. I asked Scott for a doggy bag.
You did? Yeah, but you didn't get one?
Yeah.
No. All right. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, your lead.
All right, so there is a lot going on with this Red Sox team. First things first, now Ken asked the question a while back. Are you now playing with house money in the sense that you've gotten to the ALCS? And is that good enough for you as a Red Sox fan to say, hey, you know what? Look where they are now. They're one series away from getting to the World Series. And if they don't, are you satisfied with that? The young crowd at Fenway Park is something that it looked like the energy there just looked like people were having fun. The younger crowd, I know, saw a lot, even mixed in with some of the older crowd. But you know, we've always talked about younger crowd in baseball. And I think the third thing for me with this Red Sox team, baseball in general, and I don't know what they could do during the regular season, somehow shorten the season, but playoff baseball is fun to watch. You know, I was on the edge of my seat that whole game yesterday, the Sunday game. I was driving from Maine, and I was listening to, and I was on the edge of, you know, basically on the edge of my seat, listening to the game in the car. And it just shows you that playoff baseball, when you get there, playoff baseball is fun. So if you haven't kind of, you know, my son and I were talking about this even yesterday. He goes, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the regular season, but this playoff baseball thing is fun. And I think the Red Sox are kind of, you know, giving us something to look at and go, we are happy with the way this season has turned out.
Yeah. Courtney said there's a little sparkle over there at Fenway Park.
I feel it.
And I agree.
Do they need to go any further than this?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah. I think now that they've just shown out in the ALDS, I think there's no ceiling for this team now. I think now that we put the regular season behind us and we are in the postseason, I think now it's just, let's go all the way. Like, why not us? That type of mentality.
No, I'm not saying that, but if they don't, are you disappointed?
I think people might be a little disappointed.
I'm not. I mean, I was a house money guy.
Right.
And, you know, my whole thing was I didn't want them to win that play-in game against the Yankees.
Right.
And then go get destroyed by the Rays. And that did not happen.
Right.
So, in my mind, it's all bonus going forward. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
I don't recall if I have mentioned on the show previously that I get asked to be in a lot of threesomes. Have I brought that up, Curtis?
Yes, you have.
Kind of a big morning.
Have I brought that up on the show yet?
Yes, sadly.
I have? Okay. Well, I've been invited to be in multiple threesomes. There is a woman who is in the news today because she's an OnlyFans star. Her name is Nita Marie. She's a Christian model. And she has shared with CBS this morning that she is now having the best sex of her life thanks to the threesomes that she is having with God.
Oh, wow.
She has invited God into the bedroom with she and her husband. And here's what she told CBS this morning is the result.
I know this is a funny word when you say have a threesome with God, but it's really just inviting God into the bedroom. And so because of my asexual relationship, I made a commitment that the next relationship I was going to be in, I was going to make sure that God was going to be in our sex life, because I knew that if I had God's blessing in all areas of my life, it would be even better. And so I just decided to invite him to be a part of everything, including my sex life.
Not my particular cup of tea. However, I will say I was going to have a threesome last night with a delicious chicken broccoli Alfredo, but the sauce broke. And that ended that right there.
Could you imagine if there is a God, and we all hope there is, that is what he would be doing right now? Like, our world is on fire, but we're going to bring God into bed with that nutcase.
Oh, I mean, maybe God's a woman. Who knows?
Well, I know. But Curtis is right. I think the superior being has more important things to do than joining you in your bedroom.
Who's going to start game two of the LCS?
Right. Come on.
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
A lot of starving kids out there.
Listen.
Good question. Who does start game two?
Well, I mean,
back to the rule.
It's probably it's got to be Erod.
What? Wow.
What?
So game one's Friday.
Game one is Friday. Okay. It's Evaldi, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe Pivetta.
Yeah, maybe
Pivetta. He was your four going into the ALDS as he moved himself up.
Or Hauk. Maybe Hauk's a starter now. Just get about the future.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. He was shaky, you know, a little shaky in his one inning last night. But you know what?
But the game's going to be on the road, so you don't want to go with a young guy on the road.
Yeah.
Maybe Sale. Maybe Sale in Chicago against the White Sox.
I like that. I like Evaldi Sale.
All right. Well, anyway, we will get to break that down all the way up until Friday. A reminder that we have Bruins tickets to give away for the opener on Saturday at the Garden, and we will do that during the 8 o'clock hour this morning. And then at 8:30, it is a Ty MFing Law Tuesday, so Ty Law will join us on this show coming up at 8:30.
Never doubt the Sox as they're moving on to the AL Championship Series.
There's a drive to left center field. It's going to win it. They eliminate the 100th win and division champion Tampa Bay Rays.
Non-stop coverage and reaction can be found here all day.
Sails wide and bounces into the dugout. Two-base throwing error.
The Sox station is
WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Some are calling for reinstitution of the lifetime ban on Scott from Weymouth because of the way he sounded on the phone when he was requesting that rejoin earlier this morning. Where do you stand on that?
100% behind it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, if you already let him back on, you can't ban him again.
You can't?
He hasn't said anything bad.
Yeah, what has he really done? Even if he sounds a little bit...
Maybe we go back and look at his emails and see if we can find something to get him there like they got John Gruden.
Cool. Boy. How's his mom doing? We got to get her back on for picks.
Oh, yeah. We should have her pick the ALCS is what we should have her do, Scott's mom. But see, now that you just said that, Scott is going to run upstairs from the basement where he lives and wake his mom up and try to get her to use her to get back on the show.
Are we sure he's in the basement? He's just not in the room?
I don't know. I don't. Wiggy, I don't care.
He just rants all the time. Welcome to my world.
Here's Kenny in the truck. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
After watching the Red Sox and Tampa games, I noticed why is baseball allowing Tampa Bay to wear their home jerseys on the road?
Mr. Baseball would have to answer that.
Well, they had the dark jerseys on, right? They didn't have whites on.
Yeah, but the jerseys, they say Braves. That, being on the road, we're on the road, it says Boston. New York's on the road, it says New York, not Yankees. It said the Rays. The last time they were here, they wore the same jersey and pissed me off.
Hey, Kenny, the Sox won. I would suggest this really doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
I get the hate for that city, though. Don't you hate Tampa Bay?
Yes. Oh, did you guys see that commercial? During the game, I wanted them to win so bad last night, but then during the game, they went to this commercial. It was like they were talking over it. There were a bunch of graphics, and it was underwater, and they showed, like, the Bucks win the World Series, the Lightning. And it was just, like, all about, I don't know what the exact stat was, but I don't think any city has ever done that, has ever been able to do all three.
Let's go, Bucks.
So they were talking about if Tampa goes on and wins a World Series, no city has ever done all three in a year.
No, there are cities that have.
Well, then what was the
in
stat?
One
that
year? Was, you mean in the same, like, that season for each team?
Yeah, it did not happen here in Titletown. We were close. But I believe it has happened three or four times.
Then what was that stat? Because it was something like they had never...
Was it like a tourism commercial for
Tampa? No, it was not
Tampa? Tour.
It was like the FS1 was speaking over it.
It was a promo.
It was a promo, and it was all underwater. It was just the lamest commercial ever, and I was like, okay, now they have to win because I'm done with this Tampa talk.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the first in like 50 years, and then they said only whatever. But there was a couple stats that they had just accomplished themselves. But it ended with a devil ray swimming around.
Yeah, just insufferable.
And Tom Brady came in and saved the world.
No,
they don't go by that no more. Devil rays, though. They just go by rays.
Yeah. Right. They got canceled like Gruden.
That got canceled like John Gruden.
John Gruden should be canceled though. Those emails were bad. Like, you can't really come back from that in my eyes.
Ooh, he had nobody to save him.
Yeah.
Nobody. There was nobody on. He went out. He got everybody. You were black. You were gay. You were a woman. He had nobody to come to his defense.
And he's done now, right? I mean, do you think ESPN's going to hire him to do games again?
No.
He can't even be on. I don't think he can even be on television, right?
No.
Right. That's it.
And this is all public. Wiggy was explaining to me this morning what happened because I couldn't quite understand it, and he nailed it. This was because of a lawsuit against the owner of the former Redskins,
right,
and their hiring practices and their workplace, whatever. And due to the fact that Gruden was emailing Bruce Allen, the team's president, those emails were part of discovery, thus those were released.
Right.
But it is amazing that the only emails that have been released in this entire investigation are the ones from Gruden, when you've got to believe that Dan Snyder is the biggest dirtbag in America. You know, it shows that the owners really do have all the power, because if somebody's got an axe to grind, they can ruin you pretty quick, and that's what they chose to do.
What would you guess was the reaction in the office of Urban Meyer when that news broke? Probably... Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. He's in London this week, too. He's, like, loving this.
Yeah!
How stupid do you have to be, though, to say all that and then put it in an email?
Well, see, the issue was Gruden was using his private email. But when Bruce Allen was emailing Gruden, he was using the team email. So he's emailing Gruden to spark up a conversation. Gruden's using his private email, and now Gruden's just going back and forth because I don't know how many people really check what email the person who's emailing them is coming from. So I don't know if he thought maybe this was Bruce Allen's private email. And
what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. That's what I want.
But you got to really trust somebody. Even if you're sending that from a private email, that person can print it out, can post it places.
Right, like, but to see it's not about trust with the Gruden situation. I think we really now see who he is. So this is probably how he communicated all the time with Bruce Allen. And so for him, it's not like he's thinking about, oh, I got to say, this is his everyday behavior on how he communicates with Bruce Allen. So he's not, and Bruce Allen's probably communicating the same way. It just kind of sheds a light on, you know, when you have that and you're looking at somebody sideways and you're like, man, I feel like that person got a little something in him.
You blockhead.
Wait. You knew this in advance?
I didn't know it, but okay. there are some people that you look at, you go, he's suspect.
Well, Wiggy, you're right, because don't you think that dogs can sort of sense good and bad people? Like, feel like it's the same thing with bad people as, you know, from the way we view them.
You could tell, like, it's like, you could tell a person, and then when you see them on Facebook, you go, whoa, wow, that's who they really are.
Dale here.
That is Curtis.
Ken, I've asked you not to.
Slander.
Asked you not to. Curtis.
I was wondering why Dale called and told me to purge my inbox.
Curtis, can you settle? There's a very aggressive debate going on the text machine about whether or not any city has won consecutive all titles. Can you please clear that up using the Wikipedia for us this morning, please?
I will look that up right now.
Or as LB would say, Google it.
Is that in one calendar year, or even it can be 2 years, but just consecutive?
No. Well, no, it has to be like in a season.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been done.
Not three straight times.
Okay, so here's what Detroit had three consecutively in 1935 and 36. They won football, baseball, and hockey. In 69-70, the Mets, Knicks, and Jets won championships, but I don't think we count New York because they have like 15 teams. So Philadelphia is the only city to have all four major sports teams, the Phillies, Sixers, Eagles, and Flyers, play in their respective championship game or series in the same season.
Okay.
Okay, but they didn't win them all.
No.
Okay.
And if you've won three, I don't think you get that.
Because you have four?
Yeah, because it has to be the four major sports teams. No. NHL.
At this point, thanks to the Red Sox last night, the term Tampa Bay is fraudulent. Fraudulent. And I want it removed from all banners and napkins and whatever it is, candlesticks, whatever they're putting it on in that city. I want it removed at this point. Immediately.
Oh, man.
This is David in the car. I think it's that David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. Great game yesterday, great win.
Can you get David's regular listener photo up, which is not actually so wrong. Not actually him?
But David, you got to send a real one in. Greg is doing you dirty.
I don't know if you guys can get me an email address for me to send it in. And I'll try not to be like Gruden. I won't pull a Gruden on you guys. talking about Gruden, one thing is, it doesn't matter if it's a private or company email. Once you enter in an email, regardless, your game. But anyhow, so talking on a game, and Wiggy mentioned something that's very true. I believe the young crowd has made a big difference at these games. It's been very loud. The crowd is very much into it. And as you look around, and I was there, and not last night, but the game before, and as you look around, you do see a lot of a young crowd. And I think that's making a big difference. It's making a big difference. In baseball, in the Red Sox, it's nice to see that. It really is.
Well, I think they did themselves a solid when they were offering the discounted tickets, the discounted college tickets all season long. And and Ken, you pointed out the numbers are up when it comes to the younger demographic.
Yeah, men 25-54 up 97% TV ratings from 2019, up 97%.
And David's right because
a 2.16.
About how it affects the players, because I think it was Kike Hernandez said this after the game that he felt the emotion of the crowd and he wanted to do well really for the crowd. He talked about when he was going up to bat. So you could see that how the crowd plays into the feelings and the emotions of players on that field.
Well, another guy that you maybe did not have huge expectations for, as he was basically a utility guy with the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
And he thanked the crowd because he said, thanks for cheering my name. I needed that when I was at bat. Yeah.
And the crowd can also help in a negative way, too, because I think a lot of what E-Rod did last night was like an F-U to the fans and people who doubted him. So I think, the crowd works in both ways. It can light a fire on their guy's ass because he feels like, all right, no one believes me. Or it can motivate a guy because he wants to make the crowd happy.
And on the flip side, Greg, Xander Bogaerts mocked the Tampa crowd a little bit after the game last night.
I don't feel like it has any effect on us as an offense, being at home. But I feel like on those guys, maybe, they might not be as used to that in Tampa. We know how that crowd is.
Yeah. Well, it's 65 people, and all of them are over 80 years and older.
All right. Well, Red Sox advance. Game one will be Friday, not at Fenway. First game at Fenway will be Monday, right?
Monday through Wednesday.
That's
three nights in a row.
No.
Do we have TBS or Fox for the ALCS?
Fox.
God damn. What sucks about that, Wiggy?
Well, I like the Friday and weekend games. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, because people got to go to work the next day, and if you're probably going to get a 7 or even an 8 o'clock game on a Monday or a Wednesday.
Yeah, not everybody's a machine like you. I honestly don't know how you did it yesterday because I left the party, and I was exhausted. I tried to take a nap. I got up. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not leaving my couch for the rest of the night.
It was honestly, if you want the secret, it was the kale smoothie that I brought myself to the Capitol Grill, and I did not eat any of that Capitol Grill food. I only had a kale smoothie yesterday.
Yeah. Nope. You didn't eat nothing.
That is it.
The ease with which you lie.
Right.
All right. It is a Tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will join us at 8:30 on this morning show.
WEEI, the Sox Station.
Going back.
The Red Sox win the series 3-1.
The exclusive home of Red Sox playoff baseball.
WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.